Meseftas Demai Perakei Mishnah Zayin. The last Mishnah discussed someone buying grain from a wholesaler that was had different suppliers, and he was getting Demai from two different suppliers, and he was not allowed to take off Meiser from one on the other, because possibly one was already exempt and the other one was not. The Mishnah is continuing but speaking about a different case. Halakeach mi Baal Bayis. Someone who buys grain from a Baal Bayis, a homeowner, a private person, who has only his own source of what he grows. V'chazer v'lakech mimenu shniyah, and then you bought a second time from him, so he has two separate purchases from him, similar to the last Mishnah. Ma'aser mizeh alzeh, he can take ma'aser from one purchase on the other purchase. Afilu mishtei kupis, even if it came from two different baskets, his two different purchases. Ba'afilu mishtei ayaris, and even if he purchased them in two different cities, he met the same exact Baal Bayis seller. He met him in the next city when he was traveling, and he bought from him a second time. We still assume that it all came from the same exact crop, the same source, and it has the same exact status regarding its miser, and he can take off miser from one for the other. Mishnah continues, Baal Bayis shehaya meicher yarek b'shuk. If a Baal Bayis, a homeowner, was selling vegetables in the marketplace, he set up shop at the marketplace. Bizman shemevim le miganaisav, when they're bringing to him to stock his shop from his own gardens, ma'aser mi'achas al-kol. Then the buyer can take ma'aser from one purchase onto other purchases because it's all coming from the same source, from this Baal Bayis' own gardens. Umiganis acheris, but if he's being stocked from other gardens, from other people's other sources, then ma'aser mi'kol achad v'achad, he has to take off ma'aser from each purchase separately because each purchase potentially came from a different supplier and they may have different status regarding ma'aser. Mishnah Ches. Until now we were discussing getting Demai from two different sources. Now the Mishnah discusses getting Tevel. Tevel is, there's no suffix, there's nothing, there's no doubt, it's Vadai, definitely Meiser has not been taken off. So the Mishnah says, Halakeach Tevel Mishnei Mekaymes, someone who purchases Tevel from two different places, two different sources. Ma'aser Mizeh Alzeh, he can take off Meiser from one for the other, even though they definitely came from two different places, because there's no doubt on the status of Meiser. Each one is 100% obligated in Meiser, and he can take off from one area onto the other. The Mishnah adds in, Afal Pisha Amru, even though Chazal said, Ein Adam Rashai Limker Tevel El Litzarech, a seller is not allowed to sell Tevel unless Litzarech, unless there's a special need. There are certain exceptions where special needs allowed. So the Mishnah is clarifying that although we're mentioning someone who buys Tevel from two different sources, he can take off Meiser from one to the other, but don't think that one is allowed to sell Tevel. Generally, a seller is not allowed to sell Tevel. He has to take off Meiser before selling it, because he may forget to notify the buyer that Meiser has not yet been taken off, and even though it's not allowed, but in the event that he did buy Tevel from two different sources, he takes off Meiser from one onto the other.